Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten, my truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah.
Yes, well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we're back again for another episode, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. Of great blessing, my brothers and sisters, may it go forth this night. For these, indeed, my brothers and sisters, are precious times. A blessed Yom Teruah. For this, my brothers and sisters, is indeed a time to blow a trumpet in Zion and let every ear, my brothers and sisters, granted to hear, discern the call, the tune, and the attunement, the atonement of minds and hearts at this very time decrees. As I said before, my brothers and sisters, and have always said, I'm so very thankful, indeed very thankful to the Most High for this precious time that he has granted for the healing of our people. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, tell you things, and yes, indeed, that I must tell you things that men have done, some of everything they could, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert silence, and indeed, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. In this blessed time, my brothers and sisters, this day of Yom Teruah, this day of blowing of trumpets, calling all Israel to what now, even now, my brothers and sisters, are the precious times called the days of awe. Yes, my brothers and sisters, the days of awe. So much like what we read in Isaiah 40. It says, comfort ye, O my people. Let me explain this truth. And let this truth, my brothers and sisters, indeed be well understood. For the day of atonement, Yom Kippur, the day of atonement is soon upon us. And let it be this time, my brothers and sisters. Yes, let it be this time. For the grace, mercy, the kindness of the Most High, that all Israel shall discern indeed what is truly a remission of sins, atonement, and attunement of the minds beyond all who would divide us, that we discern, my brothers and sisters, indeed, what is and has always been the expectation of the salvation of our people. It should be understood, my brothers and sisters, for those of us who are wise, throughout all that is written, from Genesis to Revelation, there is repeated scripture again and again relating this very precious fact, that the eventuation of this age must come, I repeat, must come. I said the eventuation of the end of this age of confusion and mass misrepresentation must come, you mean, my brothers and sisters, with the rebuke of every fallen short, partial, and polluted standard which has divided the hearts of mankind. Even my brothers and sisters, Revelation 19:11 through 21. I can speak about Isaiah 34. I can speak about Revelation 16:12 through 21. I can speak about Isaiah 40, which I intend to. I can speak about Isaiah 40, 41, 42. So much scriptures throughout the Bible, my brothers and sisters, that relates again and again that the Messiah is sent or is promised to be revealed in these latter days to show again, indeed, what is the fullness of righteousness of the righteousness of Yah. And mankind, it would be faithful. That would have faith, faithful unto one, might gain opportunity, my brothers and sisters, might gain opportunity in the truth of the gospel, the truth of the sure, pure, perfect, and eternal word. What it is, my brothers and sisters, that we become again one as a people, an invariant light unto the nations, even unto all that honors the one Most High Yah. Blessed, my brothers and sisters, are those who discern beyond all compromise what indeed is the promise of the Most High Yah. Let me repeat all scripture throughout the Bible. In this show, I intend to speak about much of it. Constant reminder that Messiah comes to reveal again a pure, perfect word that men might discern what is indeed a vow unto the Most High, true, fulfilled, unto the honor of him who is and always will be one. If we discern, and I want to talk about this as before I even go to these scriptures, if we discern that Messiah must surely reprove every fallen standard of man, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that we have not so quickly understood the scriptures that tell us? If we read closely at Matthew 5:14, 24, that we must indeed become a light to the world. It means an invariant word of truth, true to all the Most High intended, eternal from the beginning. We must become a pure representation of people, my brothers and sisters, who transcend every misrepresentation, of people who transcend every lie. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, as it is written, Messiah did not come to abolish or put away or partialize, compromise any part of what is the law of the Most High. He did not come to compromise the designated, irrevocable word of order and honor He came to teach it fully, that men might discern what is truthfully. And all things will of Yah. Why did he come to do this? It is because, my brothers and sisters, as it is today, the fallen away from faith and faithfulness unto one. After the misinfluence of the nations, false prophets, indeed, my brothers and sisters, who would never tell the whole truth, indeed had abounded to misinfluence the people. Surely, we must understand that 40, now it's like 47,000, heaven help us, diverse denominations across 280 nations cannot be in agreement, cannot be in atonement, cannot be a covenant unto the Most High. And certainly, my brothers and sisters, the diversitude of all these many differences cannot be true to the gospel, the pure, perfect word of the one Most High. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, that every partial, imperfect, if you will, and polluted, tainted standard is the devilish work of those who designed it. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Indeed, there's a need to grow unto sanctification, unto purity, unto wholeness. We must grow unto what to discern, indeed, what is true conversion. But hear me, my brothers and sisters, Messiah said the conversion after him who is Most High on high. Is after a pure and perfect work. Scriptures tell us this truth. We read in the book of Hebrews that the works of Yah are finished, complete. In other words, Most High has already made full declaration, fully conceived in his mind what it is that all must aspire to in order to be true unto him. But my brothers and sisters, we must understand Hebrews 4th chapter. The scripture says that those words, the gospel, that pure, perfect, and sure word from on high, many did not attain to accomplish in it, did not mature in it, because those who heard it, the scripture says, did not hear it as mixed with faith. In other words, many are they, my brothers and sisters, then, many were then, they then, just as there are many today, who aspire to believe that the atonement unto the Most High is after their own conscience. The scriptures tell us we are to keep his commandments. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, when Messiah, 2,000 years ago, said, if you love me, you must keep my commandments. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures was talking about what is the faith of Yeshua. It relates, my brothers and sisters, because the people already had the written commands that they must discern those commands after the initial and eternal intents of the one Most High. For many, my brothers and sisters, are they who are false teachers, who, though they may read directly from the scriptures, these words, my brothers and sisters, having not been written or elucidated and discerned upon their hearts, who perceive these words in their surface analysis, have not discerned, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High says nothing without giving full reference by his Spirit. For those who have an ear to hear, the Most High says nothing without reference in his mind, that he knows his wisdom. I've said this before. To know what is said, not know why it is said, is to miss the point. Before a word is said or written, my brothers and sisters, there's a thought in the mind of the author. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, that authority comes with discerning. Not what seems wise after the varying multitude of misideals, after which men have taken this book we call the Bible and made some 47 plus thousand divisions that are not a covenant. My brothers and sisters, discern again what is the spirit, the essence, the substance, the initial meaning of all that is spoken of the Most High. We must understand, my brothers and sisters, what is meant. What is meant in Acts 3:18 through 23, when it is said the Messiah comes for the restitution, the restoration of all things, according to all the Most High has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophet since world began. If we understand that scripture, my brothers and sisters, we would better understand what is meant when it says the law came by Moses or Moshe. The grace and truth, which means the gift of discerning these words. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The gift of discerning these words with right comprehension and the capacity to convey these words with a right understanding. That, my brothers and sisters, is the grace, is the gift. And as I said in the last show, even the empowerment, the power. How about, my brothers and sisters, the association with the author? That is the authority that the Most High grants by the power of his spirit that brings to remembrance and, yes, indeed, teaches again the right understanding of all things. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. The variant forms of doctrine find in the book of Isaiah in the 29th chapter. What does it read, my brothers and sisters? It says, with their lips they draw to me, but their hearts, even their comprehension and understanding, is far from me, and their worship towards me is after the precepts. How about the thoughts, ideals, predispositions, inclinations of men? And trust me, my brothers and sisters, when the scripture says of men, it relates the same concept after the diverse ideas of many. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, so many have not discerned, not yet discerned what the Most High has decreed as divine solution beyond every misrepresentation. We must understand this, my brothers and sisters. The word of Yah is a sure promise. It is not a compromise. The Most High has a word, my brothers and sisters, that will surely accomplish all that he has spoken. And my brothers and sisters, it shall not return to him void. We must understand. We must know. We must learn to respect. Yes, my brothers and sisters, we must learn to respect the fact that when we make an oath unto the One Most High, did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? His very name declares that he is all in everything that he is, nothing that he is not. He is not destabilized after the multitude of varying misideals of men. Did you hear me? The Most High is not destabilized after the multitude of variant misideals of men. He is not divided. My brothers and sisters, there are many who speak of what they feel after the constraints of this world that they must do. But my brothers and sisters, if we truly love the Most High, what we must learn to respect is what the Most High said that he must do. That he no longer didn't have to, upon looking at this world, behold the misrepresentative lack of oneness that he sees in this earth. And that my brothers and sisters, at last the spell of illusions that have imprisoned the minds and hearts of our people should be a distraction no more. Time, my brothers and sisters. Yes, indeed. It is time, my brothers and sisters, we must all understand what the scriptures mean when it speaks of how every eye shall see him. It means, my brothers and sisters, everyone must one day, surely, unto the honor of the Most High, discern the will of the one Most High as one. So we must understand this truth, my brothers and sisters. There's no atonement. There's no following the perfect will of one after the multitude of diverse fallen standards of the many. Let me repeat that. There's no atonement. There's no making of a people ready as a pure, perfect light unto the Most High. There's no following after the will of the one, after the diverse ideals of the many. Therefore, what must occur for man to be converted? True to what was written at Micaiah 20, well, excuse me, how about Isaiah? Excuse me. Micaiah, still thinking about going back to Isaiah 40. At Micaiah 28:18-20. It was written, my brothers and sisters, also in the fifth chapter of Micaiah. In every case, it relates to conversion of mankind as according to all the Most High himself has declared. The conversion of mankind, my brothers and sisters, beyond every evil way, beyond every animosity and rebellion, beyond all illusion, is according to all the Most High has declared. We must discern, my brothers and sisters, what it means when the scriptures tell us, hear me now, that we must not, I said we must not profane, I said we must not profane the holy name. It's imperative that we understand, my brothers and sisters. When Exodus 20:7 says, you shall not the holy name in vain. What it means, my brothers and sisters, you shall not make an oath unto the Most High to perform all that is his will. Seeking to perform less than a perfect work. Book of Jacob, they call it James, says, though we be scattered among the nations, in other words, our allegiance then must transcend the nations, because we must know, though we be scattered among the nations, the dictates of their kings do not declare what is salvation. For regardless of where we be in the earth belongs to Yah and the fullness thereof. And Yah still declares and requires of all his people who will call upon his name that we perform unto his honor a perfect work. And anyone who would be double-minded, maintaining duplicities, hypocrisies, to compromise a perfect word, whoever would do so, or who would desire to be justified after less, the scripture says, let him not think he receive anything from the Most High. Why did the scripture say this? It said, if we lack wisdom of what is a perfect work, complete work before the Most High, ask him. And if any man backslide from the Most High, turn back from hearing the fullness of a word. My brothers and sisters, the scripture says, let not that man think he receive anything from the Most High. Why should the Most High grant his spirit the one who will constantly twist the words and the truth to preserve all manner of instability still yet in this world? My brothers and sisters, when the scriptures tell us such things as you shall not take the name of the Most High in vain, it means that his name is an oath. His name is a vow. We call upon him. He realizes he is all and everything that he is. We must understand what it means in Leviticus 19:12. You should not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of thy Holy One. We must understand what it means when he says he is the Most High. He is the Lord. I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, what these words mean. When he says he is the Most High, he is the Lord, he is the One Supreme, and there is no other. It means, my brothers and sisters, when we say that he is, there are so many who don't understand the real meaning of that terminology. When we say he is the Supreme One, my brothers and sisters, what it is saying is this, is that his is the word, his is the standard that declares what it is, my brothers and sisters, what must be the unifying focal point for us all, that we may all indeed be one. It means that no lesser standard, no standard twisted outside that fullness, is an atonement, an atonement, an attunement for the remission of the sins of our people. If we understand it, my brothers and sisters, the very first command says, echoing what is the Shema, it says, my brothers and sisters, that he is the Most High who leads his people out, if you will, from darkness, from polytheist, if you will, confusion. He said, you shall have no other God before him. What is perfect to a man is a God to him. Meaning we must seek what is perfect after divine mind, my brothers and sisters. It means that no imperfect standard shall impede us against seeking all that is his perfect will. It means, my brothers and sisters, that we, though we may be scattered among the nations, in territories under other kings, we should ultimately have no king, no standard, less than all that with which the Most High is pleased. Scripture tells us we shall not take his name in vain, for the Most High will not find blameless or guiltless the man who does this. Leviticus 19:12, you shall not swear by my name falsely, neither shalt thou profane the name of the Most High, for he is the Most High. His is the standard that declares, my brothers and sisters, what is pure, what is perfect, what is acceptable, what is honorable unto entrance unto his kingdom. No standard less. The idolatries that men have made, the fallen standards that men have made, my brothers and sisters, do not dictate to the Most High what is the keys to his kingdom. What it means, my brothers and sisters, is that if we are to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, that the teacher that testifies the full message of the One Most High, that brings to remembrance all things and teaches all things, the only one here, my brothers and sisters, we can hear that fullness. And I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said it in Luke. Oh, my goodness. So many scriptures I want to call to mind. I'm thinking ahead of myself. Hold back. Got to make myself do that. At Yohanan, 17th chapter. 17 and 8 through 9, he said, I make no request for the worldly, but for those who would hear his word. My brothers and sisters, Messiah made petition to the Most High. And the world, and even his people, all who would hear his words should be one. That means they must all hear all that is a pure, perfect standard that would make them one. He said, I made a request for the world who will not hear. My brothers and sisters, whoever will not hear the pure, perfect word swears an oath unto the Most High in vain, for it is, isn't it, to make an oath unto the honor of his name, is an oath to hear all that is his word. And my brothers and sisters, that we might transcend every partial standard. For it has always been sin. Anytime men have sought to exalt or have sought to call justice any standard less than the fullness of all the Most High has declared. What does this mean then, my brothers and sisters? We must be willing to fully humble ourselves for I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. We cannot accept the gift of the Holy Spirit to preserve and keep what is divine command if we are unwilling to let go of every faulty foundation that the Spirit of the Most High would expose as ungodliness. It is impossible, my brothers and sisters, for humanity to truly convert unto the faith of Yeshua after any one standard less than the fullness of all that Messiah comes to restore in the earth for the building of a holy kingdom. Meaning, yes, my brothers and sisters, meaning that though men have made oaths aspiring after other leaders, false leaders, teaching fallen standards, the only way that man can prove he is converted unto him who is perfect is to seek the perfect will of the Most High beyond every standard that is iniquitous against the fullness of divine will. Isaiah 30 tells us, woe to them who take counsel, but not from me, who offer offerings, but not of my spirit, and only add sin to sin. I told them in advance that this worship is confusion. It is in vain. It falls short of what is acceptable unto the Most High. And it is the testimony, my brothers and sisters, beloved by false sons, who will not hear the fullness that is the word of the Most High. And the scriptures tell us that those who will come to realize that this is mass confusion and oppression, hypocrisy against the perfect will of Yah, who trust in such iniquity, regardless. Scripture says this iniquity shall be to them as the sudden breaking of a high wall that is broken suddenly without pity. That there should not be left even a potsherd, a piece of a pot, large enough to take water from a cistern. What does this mean, my brothers and sisters? Is that woe unto those who call unto the Most High, but would seek to preserve the many diverse standards of men. For the scriptures say, with their lips they draw to me, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship towards me is after the precepts and doctrines of men. The lesser standards, the fallen standards, the fleshly standards, the foolish standards, the flawed standards, my brothers and sisters, of men. Not in all things true unto the one. Not in all things true to my brothers and sisters, what indeed does honor the Most High. There's a reason why the scripture calls these days as we approach the Day of Atonement the days of awe. What we are in awe of, my brothers and sisters, that which, my brothers and sisters, which exceeds ourselves, we must understand how this equates to the scripture says, comfort, this says, comfort ye, O my people, which means we all must seek beyond ourselves to prepare for the oneness of our people that must be beyond all the false rule of this world, beyond all the fallen standards of this world that have divided us. It has always been sin, my brothers and sisters. Anytime that we allow ourselves to be shapen after any lesser standard after which men have sought to establish cages to blind and short sight the mind. How then must this conversion occur, my brothers and sisters? The Most High has foretold, indeed a sign, that we will ultimately rebuke all the variant standards of men. I said that must rebuke all the variant short-sighted standards of men. We must understand what the scriptures say when it says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. How about falling short of what honors the Most High? That means, my brothers and sisters, we should count ourselves blessed if we're granted an opportunity to discern indeed what throughout the ages of a fallen world, and my brothers and sisters, certainly in this age, has been the truth, long forgotten, denied. And even amongst all the churches today, by and large, my brothers and sisters, forgotten. For only in discerning, my brothers and sisters, what is the restitution and restoration of all things, is there the hope of a people made one. And Acts 3:18-23 tells us plainly. But whoever will not hearken, who will not hear, what did Messiah say? I make no request for the world who will not hear. I make no request for those who will seek to establish their own standards, their own gods. Heaven has only one. He said, I make no request for the world who will not hear. Well, Acts 3:18-23 also says, my brothers and sisters, that whoever will not hearken when Messiah comes to restore all the knowledge of all that has been declared, a promise of the Most High from the beginning, beyond all compromise, whoever will not hear that prophet, his testimony, when he comes from amongst the brethren, as the scripture said, he will come saying, listen to me, O isles, and hearken to me, O you nations. The Most High has called me from the womb and from the body of my mother as he made mention of my name. For what? To regather his people, even my all day, my brothers and sisters, that we might discern how to declare his name in righteousness. Read Isaiah 48-49. The scripture says, whoever will not hearken to that consummate testimony of him whom the Most High sends to perform all that is his pleasure. Read Isaiah 46:8-13. Well, if we're not hearkening to that prophet, we'll be cut off from among the people. Many, my brothers and sisters, it's those who will hear the fullness of a word who will be confirmed. It's those who will hear the fullness of a word whom the Most High will seal and confirm of a faith faithful unto one, even he himself. Messiah said it, Yohanan 15:4, you are my friends. If you do everything that I command you, meaning that if you desire to see all that is his will made manifest, then are ye to be counted his friends. Then are ye to be counted those who love him. My brothers and sisters, if a man seeks to deny or seeks to see unfulfilled, if any man seeks to see not brought to pass all the Most High has declared, what else should he be called but an enemy? The word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, we must understand this. Again, the word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is a promise, not a compromise. The word of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, shall not return to him void, but shall accomplish, must accomplish, all that for which he has spoken it. What the Most High has promised must in all things be done. Blessed are they who will comprehend this. It means that the conversion of mankind is fully manifest only when men shall seek the Most High beyond all and every fallen standard of man. Isaiah 40 speaks about, comfort ye, O my people, reminiscent of the words, repent ye, O my people, for the King. Even prepare yourself, my brothers and sisters, for the kingdom of Yah. Repent and believe the gospel, all that is the word of the King. Comfort ye, O my people. What does it mean? It means we all must seek beyond ourselves. We must ask the Most High to reveal to us what is his conscience beyond all the diversitudes of man. We are told, hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. It is sin. Anytime any one of us, it is sin against the covenant. if anyone does not seek the Most High for all that is necessary, that they'll be brought to bear and realize to mind a solution beyond all the confusion of inconscient misideals that have divided what is consecrated, founded unto Yah, to be a holy people that speak no lies, who indeed, my brothers and sisters, will do everything the Most High declared, and will follow the Lamb wherever it is that he leads. If we read Isaiah 40, what we find, my brothers and sisters, the scriptures there telling us. It says, comfort ye, O my people. If we continue to read those scriptures, what we find, my brothers and sisters, that the Most High has foreordained indeed a shepherd, one whom he, the Most High, has foretold he will use to subdue, to reprove, even to rebuke, even to put to shame, even to humiliation, all those who teach partial standards. And the Most High says, this one whom he has chosen must subdue all the nations. He said the kings will be put as dust to his sword, driven stubble to his bow. It doesn't mean just the kings, my brothers and sisters. It means all the variant social coalescences and ideals that men have called wise. They must all be put to shame wherever men have compromised and not sought the perfect will of Yah. No one can convert unto the perfect will of one after the diverse, partial, and tainted ideas of the many. Tell us in advance, for instance, in Jeremiah 30-31, the Most High will regather his people from the midst of all the misgivings, miscreant thoughts, and indiscretion of all the nations. How is it that though the scriptures tell us again and again, I repeat, that though the scriptures tell us again and again, there must be repentance beyond all the misgivings of the nations. Though the scriptures tell us this, the Messiah will even come to reprove all the rulers who have not taught the fullness of his word. How is it, my brothers and sisters, that men have still dared to call it faith, seeking to find compromise with a multitude of variant ideals, and declaring then, my brothers and sisters, understand, a multitude of variant ideals cannot be the word of the Holy Spirit. A multitude of variant ideals, standards that after which men have come to compromise with, tolerate, and accept, a multitude of differences, cannot be unto the honor of the One Most High. Isaiah 40-41 speaks about one called the King, likened to the rising sun, that suddenly comes to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure. For the Most High is the one who creates the light to cast out the darkness. The Most High, my brothers and sisters, is the one who decides in his time what must come and who must come, through whom he shall end the calamities of confusion that have blinded the hearts of men. And the only way it can be, my brothers and sisters, that man can truly receive the Holy Spirit is he must be willing, my brothers and sisters, to see cast out from his mind and his aspirations every false message, every false ideal that has captured his mind against, my brothers and sisters, what the Most High has declared is his purpose in all things. I find it amazing, my brothers and sisters, that there are many who look around and see these folks walking around with priestly collars and pastoral robes, seeking to hide their iniquity after the diverse ideas of men. There are those who believe, just because they see these people walking around with collars, that they have taught the truth of the Most High. But the scriptures tell us that these men who teach partial standards are ungodly men. In Isaiah 41:21-42:4, they cannot declare a solution after a multitude of varied ideas. The Messiah comes to preach indeed what is justice, what is solution, that all men should know to seek after the will of one. I had somebody tell me about the idea, but these people are walking around with collars and priestly robes. They're walking around with collars. Yeah, well, yes, they do walk around with collars, but they need to be hog-tied too. It's time, my brothers and sisters, that we understand that the scriptures tell us in Isaiah 24, treacherous men who have hidden the truth, just as they have kept men in bondage after lesser standards, that they too must be taken into chains and time, my brothers and sisters, indeed punished. There's only one atonement for our people. And it is after a truth, my brothers and sisters, that the leaders teaching partial standards, not seeking the fullness of truth, could never tell. As I said to you before, knowing that Messiah comes to reprove every doctrine of partial and imperfect standards. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, if these men were truly functioning after the Holy Spirit, desirous, my brothers and sisters, for more than the supposed authority of personal pulpits and thrones, if they were truly desirous according to the covenant that we seek the Most High in His oneness with all our minds, hearts, souls and might, for the good of one another, for the good of our people, for the good of our brothers and sisters. If indeed, my brothers and sisters, they were functioning after the Spirit, there's so many truths, my brothers and sisters, contained in the scriptures that would not remain a mystery to them. The Most High has said that He would speak to those who seek the fullness of His will. It is apparent, my brothers and sisters, that many have not discerned this fullness because their desires was to aggrandize and exalt themselves. And my brothers and sisters, as such, in their selfishness and their greed, they have not understood. In their selfish ambitions, they have not understood. And my brothers and sisters, so many, not discerning the purpose and the plan of the Most High, have been beguiled after men who have taught partial standards, because many have not understood what the scriptures mean when it says, watch out for false prophets. How can you know? No, my brothers and sisters, a man is not telling you the fullness of truth. How should you know that? That a man is not telling you the fullness of the truth required? How should you know that a man is not telling you the fullness of truth? Unless you seek it. Having faith, my brothers and sisters, knows the Most High is beyond all these varying misideals. For the good of one another, my brothers and sisters, let our people who will be true to the Most High understand what it means when it says in the Day of Atonement, whoever will not humble himself shall be cut off from among the people. Whoever will not seek that every miscreant way be no more, that the way of Yah shall be, but will not seek that perfect will, should not be accounted amongst His people. I'm telling you, there was a prayer the Most High gave me many years ago, and that prayer was simply this. Upon receiving His anointing, the prayer that I was immediately compelled to pray was this. Father, whatever is in me that is not Thee, that one with You I might be, how else, my brothers and sisters, shall one receive and keep to preserve the integrity of the Holy Spirit? How else shall one keep and preserve the integrity, the pure, perfect integrity of a holy word? Unto the remembrance of all and respectful remembrance of all the Most High has declared. For my brothers and sisters, that which the Most High has spoken, we should never forget. We should always be considerate. I one time, when the Most High told me about something, I remember, Most High one time told me about something that it was evident that He was making it plain to me that I should have known. And when he called it to mind, all that I should have put together, I had to admit that there were some things that he had told me that I had forgotten. His response to me, my brothers and sisters, that such forgetfulness is, I said, illegal, unlawful. Well, what the Most High has told us to restore and preserve order. If we forget it, my brothers and sisters, how shall order be? We are preparing now for the great day of atonement, for the days the Most High has declared that our people must humble themselves beyond themselves, seeking him that we all be one. How else, my brothers and sisters, shall we attain this honor and this glory unto the holy name, not profaning it after our will, but that, my brothers and sisters, we seek him according to all that he has declared. My brothers and sisters, in the chat, you will see many articles from our website. My website, hiddengospel.com. I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, please examine these things. Discern what has been missing. Discern what is necessary that we might all again be one. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, unto the one Most High, unto his honor and his praise always, I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. And unto his might, his honor and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. I know that time has run out in terms of the ordinary times of our recording. But my brothers and sisters, I will tell you now, whoever cannot teach the evident truth that is written in the scriptures, collectively written in the scriptures, in such articles as those you find on my website, hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin, Forgotten, Mutual Expectation. I said at hiddengospel.com, articles like the one that speaks of what is prophetic proof. Prophetic proof, my brothers and sisters, concerning what early church knew and expected. All my brothers and sisters, we cannot teach that testimony. Such articles as you find, Tribulation 70-365 AD, he is indeed, my brothers and sisters, a false prophet, because how shall one who is called a prophet of the Most High not prepare the people to receive the fullness of the testimony of the Holy Spirit? That's the reason why one in four Revelation, it says, even so. Again, my brothers and sisters, we find the words, even so. In the last verse of the book of Revelation. And in each case, if we understand it well, it says that those who truly desire the will of the One Most High will petition that Messiah come, even though it might be to the reproof of all that men have known and called wise. What does Scripture say in Revelation, first chapter? See, behold, he shall suddenly come, it says, with the clouds. It really means with a message from on high. And all the nations of the world shall wail. What does it mean, my brothers and sisters? They says they shall see him whom they, if they told it right or translated it right, they shall see him whose word they have rejected. Check out Zephaniah 2:15-3 and 6-15 sometime. Discern why all the atrocities of this earth are now being reproved. What did the Most High say? Hosea 11:5. 11:5-12, it says, because his people are inclined to backslide from him. In other words, when he tries to speak to them, they turn back from the fullness of his word. They seek to establish their own standards, and says, though they call to him, and though he calls to them, they have chosen to take counsel among themselves. Compromise after standards, none of which examine or uphold the whole truth. And because of this, it says, none at all will exalt him. How shall the Most High give this up to the Most High as an honorable and acceptable offering? Only when humanity, my brothers and sisters, discerns what the scriptures mean, if we translated it right, it says, therefore the sword shall whirl repeatedly like a whirlwind upon their cities, upon the things they idealize, against all the social coalescences and social coalescences, hegemonies, controlling bodies of knowledge that men think or want to desire to call sufficient, against all those things that they prize, even their dwelling places. When men, my brothers and sisters, finally realize the ultimate importance of building a house, even of themselves, a house, a habitation for the fullness of his spirit, then will the Most High show forth his mercy. People are ready, trembling, humbled, refined, to follow the king. And the scripture says in Hosea 11, his sons shall then come trembling from the west. Oh, my brothers and sisters, there's an article on my website called The Secret City Prophecies that explains so much of this. The Most High wants the people humble, true to him after the will of one. And this is the only hope. Again, my brothers and sisters, this is the only hope for remission of sins. For it was always sin. Anytime men have upheld the misgivings of any misrepresentative who claim to have the authority and the empowerment or the power from on high, has refused, my brothers and sisters, to speak the words of him who is most high. Besides that, all power or the empowerment from on high, the capacity, as the scriptures tell us in John 1:1-4, in the beginning was the Word was with you, yet with Yah, the Word was Yah. What does it mean? It means in the beginning, before there was a spoken word, my brothers and sisters, there was a promise, a thought in the mind of the Most High, a promise. And my brothers and sisters, the power that is light unto life. It's an invariant word beyond all worldly contradictions. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the empowerment is a capacity to comprehend and convey a word from the Most High unto all righteousness. And indeed, it is the power, my brothers, to rebuke with great discretion every lie. Besides that, all power, even the empowerment from on high, proves and rebukes all sins and teaches all righteousness, has been given unto him. He said to his apostles, you receive power from on high, go forth and preach the gospel, the pure, perfect word. I didn't say partial standards after the designs of a devil. He said, teach the pure, perfect word, the gospel unto all the nations, converting them beyond every standard after which the nations have fallen. He said, all power from on high, utmost empowerment to teach a pure, perfect word, supreme, has been given unto him. So as king, he commanded his disciples, those who would serve him, after all that is his will. What the scriptures say? Salvation is not after the conceits, the works after the designs of men, by the kindness of the Most High through faith in him, seeking beyond yourself, seeking beyond all the institutions of man, faithful unto the will of one, that the gift, the grace of the Most High is a revelation of what will restore Israel as a kingdom and a people. If a man be strangers to that exceeding knowledge, he is without hope, without Yah, without the promise of him who was called the Kurdi. And the word Christ is actually a polytheist one, one anointed after the ideals of many rather than the will of one. The Kurdi, title that the ancient church knew for Messiah, relates one anointed after the will of one who comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness, to reveal the light the world would obscure, and to expose all those who would hide the truth from you. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, even to expose those who claim to be wise, but because of their double-mindedness, the truth from them has been hid. Time to discern the truth. He said, go forth and convert and teach all nations. Convert them after a perfect word, for nothing less is the conversion of the mind and heart, perfect and true, with a genuine love and allegiance unto Yah. And verse 10, he said, in the honor, in the name, in the honor, unto the honor, unto the character, the nature of the Father and the Son, by the power of the Holy Spirit. That which enlivens the mind to communicate as one with Yah. He said, and teach them, do everything that he has commanded. And my brothers and sisters, only in this, for we know again the atonement the Most High requires, for only in this, my brothers and sisters, shall any man prove himself true and worthy unto the one Most High. You know, I find it a shame that so many say they have received the Holy Spirit. But the truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit does not accommodate nor compromise against the plan of the Most High. The Holy Spirit rebukes all sin. But there are those who say, though Messiah will come to reprove every unrighteous or lesser standard of men, after which men have been stunned, staggered, left idle in the approach to consciousness. There are those who, my brothers and sisters, who make compromises. And there, after compromises, say that the people are forgiven. My brothers and sisters, I want you to think about it. That's a foolish statement. How shall man be forgiven at once? Every man declaring his own standard, exalting his own ideals above the one Most High, which is an utmost sin. Yes, we ought to forgive one another our trespasses. That does not mean that we forget the law of the one Most High, lest we forget what is order and the kingdom of peace that we say we most desire. We have fought against. Time to discern the truth, my brothers and sisters. We must all confirm everything the Most High has required. And only then will we, as one, be friends, true unto his allegiance, able to vow a vow unto the Most High to perform it. Please read Isaiah 19, particularly Isaiah 19, 18 to 25. If you don't understand what's really there, again, that article on my website, Secret City Prophecies at HiddenGospel.com, explains much. Scriptures tell us, and we need to look around us now. So when you see all these things, so the time of your salvation is even at the door. Well, my brothers and sisters, if we read those scriptures closely, how should we say that we are saved after the varying ideas of the nations? The salvation of man is in the establishment of one king, and until we are all under one king, true to the idea of the one kingdom, how shall we say we are saved after those who, how should we say we are made whole after those who establish imperfect standards? It's just simply not a possibility. Time we see the reality, my brothers and sisters. So when you see all these things, there have always been earthquakes and storms. But my brothers and sisters, when you say you see all these things, a recent eclipse, I can tell you that during that eclipse, there was also a meteor shower. And we've seen that since that eclipse, recently approaching to now what is, many believe, a jubilee year, the acceptable time. Since then, my brothers and sisters, we've seen earthquakes, hurricanes, at a rapidity, seemingly unprecedented. Many things are coming together, my brothers and sisters. How many understand, my brothers and sisters, that all these things portend the end of all Babylonish misrepresentation? That indeed, what is the righteousness of Yah, the pure, perfect, and invariant word, even now, unto the honor of the Most High, must be now revealed. Again, my brothers and sisters, it's time to discern the truth. For the Most High of the world has sought to hide, that the leaders could not tell, because it's those who divide this world under varying standards, varying fallen standards, who are the sin of this world that must be overcome. You can't walk after the varying fallen standards of men and say you are true in the earth. All that is divine pleasure is just simply not possible. So again, my brothers and sisters, until we speak again, This has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Check out that website of mine, discern how you can become constituent with the ministry the Most High truly has declared for the healing of his people. Well, I can tell you about that, but years ago the Most High told me. And he called me by a name that he knows. And he said to me, you need to understand what that word minister means. There has been none to heal the people unto his perfect will. Time that there must be an awakening, my brothers and sisters. Because for a long time there have been no ministers who would fully heal the people unto the full fruition of divine will in this earth. And for that reason, my brothers and sisters, we need to read very closely Psalms 14 and Psalms 53. Most I looked upon the sons of men and ultimately found that there was none who discerned how much more they needed to seek Yah, because they're all blinded by evildoers. And the Most High must scatter the bones of hypocrites who claim to be whole, true unto the Most High in all things, but are not. It says in the Aramaic, who then out of Zion will give salvation to Israel? And that day Israel shall be glad and Israel shall be blessed. He told Abraham, if he sought his perfect will, it will be a blessing, a reconciliation, a healing, an atonement unto all the nations beyond the fall. He said, if you were the sons of Abraham, you'd be doing the works of Abraham. And Abraham sought his perfect will. And all who, my brothers and sisters, would not be disciples to seek his perfect will. He called them something other than the children of Yah, who will understand in this time. So we speak again, my brothers and sisters. This has been Eddie Miav, Covenant Remembrance and Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I do thank you all, yes I do again, for listening. For the Most High has told me even now what once was a dream must now surely be done.